name's Alex Steffen. I edit worldchanging.com. We're an online magazine and blog that focuses on sustainability.
Speak up.
All right. A little over a year ago, we were faced with a bit of a problem, which was we had been working on a book, a big book. It's 600 pages. It had taken us the better part of half a year to get finished, and a couple of years to do the research on. The book publisher, while a great company and a mid-sized publisher, was nowhere near the kind of big publishers that have the clout to get a book noticed out there. I don't know how much you guys know about book publishing, but it makes music look like a soft and cuddly world. It's, you know, essentially you need massive budgets and a lot of momentum to get the chains to say, we will take a bunch of these books, put them somewhere where somebody might see them, and sell them. And without getting the chains to do that, and without getting the big, like paperback book clubs to do it, there's no way you can succeed, basically. I mean, there are exceptions that prove the rule, but you need enormous amount of momentum to just simply survive. And here we were with a mid-sized publisher, you know, a book project budget that was about, you know, half to a tenth of what most big books' publicity budgets were, right? And, you know, and a kind of obscure topic, which is what are the best solutions out there for working on big planetary problems like environmental sustainability, poverty alleviation, democracy building, and the like, right? So because we put a bunch of work into the book, you know, we didn't want to see it just sink beneath the waves. And we started thinking, well, what do we have to work with here? We don't have money, right? We don't have fame. At that point, there'd only been a handful of news stories about our organization anywhere. And we certainly don't have connections in the book world such that we can, you know, get ourselves on Charlie Rose or something like that. So, but, you know, we looked around, what we did have, right, was a really big audience and a lot of friends. And many of those friends themselves had blogs or other sites. Many of them had a lot of friends on social networking sites. Many of them kept email lists, right? Many of them had lots of ways of connecting to one another and to other people. And we also had a friend who worked at Amazon and who told us how the Amazon algorithm for bestseller works, which is essentially just whoever sold the most copies in the last 24 hours rises to the top of the list. Except that the day you come out, all the copies that have been sold up till then count in your first hour, right? So, you know, all the pre-orders that you get plus everything that day. And so we realized if we could get a bunch of our friends who might already be planning to buy the book to buy it in one day, we might at least get some notice on Amazon, and that might help something. You know, and if we could show that there was some interest, maybe our publicist at the book publisher could go ahead and, you know, send out some faxes or something like that, and, you know, look, they got up to number 500, somebody might buy this book someday. Well, so we started emailing around and asking people to put stuff up on their blogs, to buy the book, and we, you know, put up posts on our blog and said, you know, hey everyone, converge on the 11th of November, you know, and buy the book that day or before, and let's see if we can't show people that there's some interest. Well, the thing kind of took a life of its own, and a lot of our audience members, I think, stepped up, and we premiered at number 11 out of 55 million books on Amazon on our first day. On the strength of that, the next day, Barnes & Noble bought 18,000 copies, and a week later, we were selected as a paperback book of the month club main selection, which was another 20,000 copies. So there is power in this stuff. You can leverage things that are not otherwise possible. And, you know, I don't have any other big dramatic lessons to say other than that I think that, you know, the movement that we're all in has done a really poor job of understanding exactly how much leverage is available for how few resources, and has put even fewer than those resources that are needed into it. And I hope that folks like us in this room can kind of start to change that, because I think there's a huge audience out there that will never send a membership check, but will do a million other things to help. So, anyway, thank you.